Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, we're going to start off with J.J. McCarthy, as he now ranks 851 out of 852 in EPA per dropback among qualified passers since 2000. That is per True Media. The only player below McCarthy is Jamarcus Russell. What do the Vikings do with J.J.?
I think they've got to make a tough decision and move on. I just don't think it's there. He's got Justin Jefferson. Like, if you can't make it work with that guy, a future
Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, yeah, like all these great players.
Yeah, I don't think that there's any. I don't think there's anything left there.
You're in a perfect position to succeed.
Yeah.
Not only the wide receivers that we mentioned. Kevin O'Connell is one of the best young coaches, one of the best coaches in the sport. He made Sam Darnold look like he was Steve Young.
What were all the excuses for Dylan Gabriel over 6 weeks? Well, look at the receiving corps he was given to work with. What do you expect? Well, look at what J.J. McCarthy was given to work with up in Minnesota. And that's not what I expected.
Yeah, because you got taken where he got taken, you'd be like, oh, I have to give him more of a leash or whatever. No, sometimes you know. Josh Rosen in that famous four-quarterback, and I guess five-quarterback draft, because Lamar was also taken in the first round. But the big four that we talked about, Josh Rosen, after a year, Arizona was like, we can't do this anymore. It's okay if you take somebody and realize they stink to say they stink, and we have to do something about it. Now, will he wash up onto another team's shores? That's the question I want to know. If you're committed to getting rid of him after this one season, where does he end up next year if he does at all? I mean, because Josh Rosen even ended up here in Cleveland at one time.
I was gonna say, don't you dare say Cleveland, and you went ahead and you said Cleveland.
I just don't know that we're in the reclamation project part of this, but we might be. If Stefanski thinks he can do this, I don't have faith that he can.
Well, you know what?
Not with McCarthy. Not with a lot of players. He thinks he's Kyle Shanahan. Only thing they have in common is the KS. It starts and stops there, Daryl. Brutal. Absolutely brutal. He thinks he can do this with anybody. Shador is quarterback number 13 for Stefanski.
I know.
He's not turning
hopefully,
anybody around.
Hopefully
he's not turning anybody around.
Hey, yeah, how about this for a turn of events?
All right.
The Browns out here getting people fired. Chip Kelly fired last night by Pete Carroll in the Las Vegas Raiders. Today, this afternoon, Carroll announcing Greg Olsen going to take over for Chip Kelly. By the way, congratulations to Chip. 3 years at $6 million per.
Wait, cool, like 18. That? Like that Greg Olsen?
Yeah.
Or different Greg Olsen?
Greg Olsen.
Like Fox Greg Olsen. Like former tight end Greg Olsen? That. No. Different football, different Greg Olsen. Okay.
I was waiting for you to get there.
Oh, you scared me for a second. Okay.
I was waiting for you to get there.
I was like, well, how
did you
just,
were going to get there eventually.
Well, you got to give me better context than that. I didn't know that there was a quarterback's coach named Greg Olsen on the Raiders. I didn't know that. And I think most listeners thought to themselves, wait, like Fox's Greg Olsen? That's happening? No. No, it's the guy that's been on a million different teams as a quarterback's coach since like 2,000 Greg Olsen.
I will give Pete credit. He's not hiring someone out of the broadcast booth like the Indianapolis Colts did a couple years ago to come coach the team. But yeah, how about that? The Browns getting folks fired across the National Football League. Good for them.
Okay, I mean, we got it. We got to work on your delivery. Jax, do you agree here? Like, we got to work on that.
He was just on Wake Up Barstool this
week. I was going to say, like, he's on my TV every weekend. I was like, it is Raiders. It'd be very Raiders to be
it
like,
would be.
With Gruden and Mayock, to be like, hey, you were just on our TVs. Now you can be. But I was like, it doesn't make me. Why is he going for an OC job? You really had my brain scrambled for a second. Like, really messed up my brain pretty badly.
That was the payback for the confetti bomb.
That was worse than anything you could have possibly done with the rest of that story. Yeah, Chip Kelly just, it doesn't work at this point, and that's fine. He's accepted that. I did see him basically paying a lot of compliments to Geno Smith.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, at least I got to meet Geno Smith in the process and coach him. What a great guy, all these things. All right. I mean, it's Geno Smith. Let's stop acting like he's Tom Brady. It's okay.
Omaha!
Bernie got discharged from the hospital today. It is a great story and is a remarkable recovery. And not only the idea that he got out as quick as he did. I watched, obviously, I'm sure you did. I think you reposted it yesterday, the story on ESPN.
Yep.
To be able to be as healthy as he looks right now and to be able to be going through as quickly as he is with this, to be discharged today, absolutely incredible story for Bernie. And obviously, we're rooting for you.
Yeah, and, you know, Bernie, obviously, you know, beloved in this community for a variety of reasons. He is one of the nicest human beings I've ever met. He really is. He does not know how to say no to people.
Yeah.
He's just such a generous human being. The fact that he's getting out of the hospital today, and hopefully continued health going forward now. That, you know, he's going to be with us for a long, long time.
Yeah, I told the story at training camp about a week ago, but I never told you or really any of the listeners like my big takeaway from the story. And now that he's healthy and okay, I feel like I can expand on it a little bit. The story is obviously that, and there's a million stories like this, but we're at training camp and you know, that's the interview where Dylan Gabriel had like 7 straight incompletions, and me and Bernie and Nick are just watching like, oh no, another one hit the ground.
Which, by the way, could have been any practice at training camp, just pointing that out.
And another thing that could have been any practice at training camp as well is that Bernie, before he came and joined us, legitimately signed from what might it had to have been an hour.
Yeah.
Like legitimately an hour signed for everybody and anybody. But the takeaway I had and something that is different is that he signed for everybody. And then he came and talked to us, and then he came and talked to the Browns Radio Network next to us and everything, and then he just kind of hung out with us for a little bit, and that was maybe like a 45-minute stretch, somewhere in between there, 45 minutes to an hour. And I'm telling you, he said for an hour prior to this, everybody under the sun, everybody got an autograph, everybody got a photo, and then he walked out of the tent, and this is where my heart breaks. He walked out of the tent, and it's a whole bunch of new people that are right there, right? Because it's been an hour.
Yeah.
And these people, they come in and out, and they all scream, Bernie, Bernie, you know? And everyone's getting excited, and people have, like, Bernie Kosar jerseys and the whole works. And he just gave him a very nice smile and a wave and said, like, oh, I got to get over there. And then he kept going about his day and kept walking over because I think he had to do something with the actual Browns with coaching or something. And where my heart breaks for him is that those people didn't know that he had signed for an hour ago. And it's like, Bernie, you can't make everybody happy. And it's that reality that sometimes celebrities and people like that, as much as they can try, they just can't make everybody happy. And I thought that was almost soul-crushing that he has to live with that because he's a people pleaser and he knows you can't be out there for 75 hours. At some point, you got to draw the line.
Yep.
And there's enough people that day that left being like, oh, Bernie stiffed us. And it's like, guys, if you were an hour ago, he would have signed for you, your brother, your mother, everybody in between. And so my heart just kind of broke for him in that moment because the people pleaser that he is just wanted to do that, but you can't be there all day.
Yeah, and he would have been there all day if he didn't have something else he actually had to go do.
And it's just so tough because then they live with that thinking. And it's like, but an hour ago would have been a completely different story. So I guess I got that viewpoint from like, well, how a celebrity just cannot do it all. And for Bernie, as much as he did that day, he'll just never be able to appease and get everybody. And that's a tough lesson to learn in that moment. All right, anyway, glad to hear that he's doing well. And obviously, if you've been in the area, you've got a chance to meet Bernie, I'm sure, at some point, or get an autograph at some point, because he's constantly doing that stuff. But it was just a different perspective.
And if you got about 25 minutes of time, check out the NFL Films mini documentary
fantastic.
They did on him.
Absolutely
it was
fantastic.
Beyond phenomenal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.